Talk, Educational Advantages of the Angwin Property. Fruitvale, California, September 13, 1909. From a talk given by Mrs. E. G. White, Fruitvale, California, September 13, 1909. We waited for many months for a decision regarding the title of the property under consideration at Sonoma. Finally, the time came when we felt that there should be no more delay in securing a place where we might locate our college. When I learned that our brethren were considering the advantages of a property near the St. Helena Sanitarium, I was deeply interested. Last Thursday evening, September 9th, I returned to St. Helena from a long journey in the eastern states. In crossing the mountains, I had been seriously affected by the high altitude and was very feeble. But I felt that I must see this school property at once. So the next morning, after my arrival at home, with a few others, I went up Howell Mountain to visit the Angwin place. I was very happily surprised to find here a place where we need not wait to make great preparations before our school can be opened. Here we may call the students to come, and we can begin the schoolwork just as soon as they are on the ground. The advantages to be found here are many. A great deal of labor has been put forth to improve this property, which has been used in the past as a health resort. This place is more appropriate for our school than was the property we were previously considering. There was, on that place, it is true, one large, very expensive building, but this building was not so well adapted to our schoolwork. Those who erected this building had been very lavish in the use of their means, but the expenditure was not appropriate in a building for common school purposes. At Sonoma, other buildings would have had to be erected very soon. But at Angwin, there are sufficient buildings for present needs, and our schoolwork can begin at once. These buildings are well adapted to our present necessities. Later on, more may need to be erected. Facilities will be added from time to time as they are needed. I am very glad that we need be delayed no longer in locating our school, and I am more thankful than I can express that our school and our sanitarium can be near enough together so that their educational work may blend. The school can help the sanitarium by supplying it with fruit and vegetables, and the sanitarium can help the school by purchasing these things, and the students may receive advantages from both these institutions. I was able to see only the buildings and their immediate surroundings. Those who have seen the orchards and the large tract of timber can speak of these things. I know that the land near the buildings is good and produces abundantly. The fruit raised in the orchard is excellent, and fruit is of great value. In our schools, we should study simplicity in diet. There need not be a large amount of troublesome labor put forth in order to make food palatable. When we are really hungry, we shall be able to relish the simple foods that God has furnished. It will be a great advantage to raise on our own school land a large part, at least, of the fruits, grains, and vegetables that will be necessary for those in the institution. At Angwin, there are great advantages for us health-wise. The place is elevated, but is not too high. I found that the air was bracing and that I could breathe freely. There is an abundance of clear, pure water, sufficient for all purposes. This is worth much to us. In the buildings, we found a number of porcelain bathtubs and facilities for the treatment of any who may be sick. The buildings are substantial and in good repair. The whole bears the appearance of good care and neatness. The large supply of good bedding and the mattresses reminded me of what we found in Loma Linda when that property was purchased. Everything seems to be ready for the students and teachers to begin work. All may show their ingenuity and their industry in carrying forward in a commendable way the work of the farm and orchard. I feel to rejoice that we have substantial, neat, and convenient buildings all ready for our school. We can plan for more facilities as they are needed. It is true that there is a long hill to climb in order to reach the place, but that is not altogether a disadvantage. Many of us would be greatly benefited in muscle and in sinew if we did more climbing of hills. The former owner of this property seems to be well pleased that we have secured it, and I believe that the price is very reasonable, for there are horses and carriages, a number of cows, and almost everything that we need to begin work. There is all that we need for the present. Now let us all take hold interestedly to make this school what the Lord would have it to be. We need to seek wisdom from God, who has so wonderfully blessed us in preparing this place for our use.